to the Neutral Medical Report, and we have Dr. Bob Teal here. Dr. Bob, you've been watching the assemblage of the cabinet with under Donald Trump. You've been watching world events with a no vote, with Renzi quitting in Italy, the lack of a organized campaign in Austria. They lost, the ultra-right wing lost, but we can understand why that happened. We talked about that earlier. What is happening in terms of what you're, what I call the Trump watch, both on a geopolitical and a biblical side? What do you see?
A couple different things. One of the things that, just to get set the stage, if you will, for your listeners, is that many of us believe that God has a 7,000-year plan, 6,000 years for humanity to rule itself, followed by a 1,000-year millennial reign of Jesus Christ. Now, there's a lot of people who believe in the millennium, and there are some, of course, who don't, but many don't realize that this idea that human beings have about 6,000 years is an old teaching. It's been actually pointed to, related to the words of Elijah, supposedly. And you say, well, what's any of this got to do with Donald Trump? We're talking, you know, this is 2016, we just had a presidential election. Well, if you go through the Old Testament and you add up who begot who and how old they were and various reigns of the kings and stuff, you find out we're getting pretty close to the end of that 6,000 years. Now, I know some people have read something by Archbishop Usher, who indicated that it would have been over in 1996. But I'm not going to spend time on today's broadcast to explain why he's got an error. But I did send you a link, by the way. And if you put the links up, your listeners can go to the one about the 6,000-year plan. It has where, you know, how all the numbers came together and what Usher felt and what I thought was wrong with Usher and all that kind of stuff. But specifically...
Yeah, was that sent, like, very recently? Or what?
Yes, I told Dan when he called me that I just sent it to you. It took me a little bit to send you the stuff, but I have sent you links to talk about the things we plan on. I expected that we'll talk about today.
Yeah, I'm trying to see.
And I've got one other thing I didn't send you a link on.
It arrived.
Yeah, I thought you got it. Yeah, you got it. Anyway, and I also, there's one other thing that's not on that list we might talk about if we have time today. We'll see. Well, anyway, so what's any of this got to do with Donald Trump and geopolitical matters? Basically, because of the virtue of his timing, we may not have too many more presidential cycles until the start of the Great Tribulation. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb on this one, so before I even get started,
so
and that is...
So someone are going to get their spiritual geopolitical saws ready.
Correct. But I'm going to go on a limb on this next part, and that is, and you and I didn't discuss this off the air this time, but basically because we don't have to have the peace deal, Daniel 9:27, etc., and I don't believe that's going to be confirmed in the next 8 or 9 months. I do not believe that the great tribulation that Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24, verse 21, 22, for example, I don't believe that can happen during the first term of a Donald Trump presidency. So I want to start off with that. And one of the reasons I want to say that is because there are certain people who are saying Nostradamus predicts this third Antichrist and that this is Donald Trump, which is, it's nonsense. It's not Donald Trump, okay? But that being said, just because of his timing and the fact that the United States is such an important country in the world, we dominate the world militarily, economically, and to a significant degree, culturally. Okay, not everywhere, but we have a major influence on all those things around the world. And because Donald Trump will be president of the United States in about 6-7 weeks, presuming the Electoral College does what it's supposed to do, et cetera, okay, we should have him as president. So by virtue of his timing, he's apocalyptic. Now, as far as statements that he said, one of the things I wanted to discuss is Donald Trump made a comment. And in the article that I sent you about Donald Trump and prophecy, which you will probably put up at your website so people can go to it, I have a quote from Donald Trump that I want to read. And I'm going to explain why he's right, but some of the prophetic ramifications. Okay, this was something he said. This is reported. Both things I'm going to tell you are reported by CNN. Okay, and I realize they're in the mainstream, but this is what Donald Trump said.
Right.
He says, he was talking to Wolf Blitzer. He said the United States pays a disproportionate amount to NATO. And then he said, quote, frankly, they have to put up more money. we are paying disproportionately. It's too much, and frankly, it's a different world than when we originally conceived of the idea. Now, I want to make it clear, Donald Trump is correct in that as far as proportionate to NATO, that is absolutely the case. CNN actually had a report, that was March 21st. CNN had a report on July 8th, 2016. Let me just read verbatim what CNN wrote. According to NATO statistics, the U.S. spent an estimated $650 billion on defense last year. That's more than double the amount all the other 27 NATO countries spent between them, even though their combined GDP tops that of the United States. Okay, so CNN correctly reported that essentially the United States is funding NATO to a tune of about 70%. And I realize it doesn't get all the money from the United States military, doesn't go straight into NATO, but it's because the United States has such a massive military presence, which is what some of, a lot of what this $650 billion is supposed to be doing, that NATO can have any influence, really. And so he's correct that these other nations are not paying proportionately anything like the United States is paying. And so people will say, okay, so he's right, and they should go out and pay. Well, the problem with that is not that it's not logical from a secular perspective. Of course it's logical. These countries, many of them, agreed to give at least 2% of their gross domestic product to pay for military spending. Many of them are in violation. And it is not unreasonable for Donald Trump to say, look, you're part of this treaty, and with this treaty you agree to spend this, and you're not doing it. And so if you're not going to step up the plate, why should the United States, why does the taxpayers of the United States have to pay to defend you if you get attacked by somebody? So this is absolutely logical. But the problem is, you got to, if you look at world history, and you look in last century, you'll notice that World War One and World War Two were predominantly wars that were started in Europe. Now, I realize, you know, today, Pearl Harbor Day, and so obviously I know that there was an Asian presence, so I'm not trying to in any way, shape, or form discount that. But they did do this, and I warned, actually, a day before the presidential election. Let me read something that I wrote. I posted it at my cogwriter.com website. I wrote, if Donald Trump is elected, the Germans will see this as proof that they cannot rely on USA for their defense, etc. Germany will push for a European army. Some in Europe actually want Donald Trump to win for this basic reason. And, of course, Donald Trump won. And we haven't gone in any great depth about this in your particular program before, but as you're aware, the Book of Daniel has lots of things talking about it, and one thing it talks about is a great army that will someday form.
Right, and in fact, that's prophetically been analyzed by many experts, and Britain is not part of this, but there is a pan-European army and a United States of Europe, which has lost all national sovereignty pretty well.
That is correct, and that's since you mentioned that last point, and that's prophesied as well. In the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verses 12 through 13, I'll paraphrase it for your listeners. It says, there are 10 kings who don't have a kingdom yet, but they're going to be given one. And that's verse 12. And that means these are leaders of probably not nations, but maybe groups of nations, maybe sometimes nations. So there's going to be some kind of reorganization in Europe. The Bible prophesies it. And then it says, then they're going to give their power to the beast of Revelation, who, as you and I know, is a European leader. So that's going to happen. We're going to see reorganizations in Europe. You mentioned at the onset, you know, there were the votes in Italy and in Austria this past weekend. At first, they thought that the person on the right in Austria would win, but he did not. In Italy,
he didn't provide
a
plan or anything. No, he didn't connect with the voters. He didn't provide a plan for what they were going to do. So he was a useless candidate.
But either way, he still got something like, I think, 47% of the vote. Might have been 48.
He got enough. He was close.
Right, he got enough to show that there are people in Europe who are starting to get fed up with this, with the immigration policies over there. And I presume you, I'm not sure if you saw this or not, but Angela Merkel yesterday, made two interesting comments. She's the Chancellor of Germany, for your listeners.
Right.
I know you knew who she was.
Yep.
Angela Merkel actually said that they should be able to ban facial covering burqas, which is an Islamic type of dress, in Germany. She wants to do it every place they can legally do it. And she also said Germany will have no tolerance for any application of Sharia law. So,
right.
so she said that. So some things are going on in Europe. Even Angela Merkel, the one who got a million Syrians to come into her country, and many in her country are questioning that right now, and that might be one of the reasons why she decided she needed to veer a little more to the right,
right.
And she's going to run for re-election. But anyway, getting back to what's going on in Europe, since Donald Trump's election, the Europeans have gotten together. European Parliament put out some kind of declaration that they do want to have their own army and that they will spend more money on their military. Now, this doesn't tell us when this is going to happen, okay, because they're still going to delay this to some degree. And again, I don't believe the Great Tribulation will begin in the first term of Donald Trump presidency. But what it does tell us is that prophetic events are moving forward. And since, you know, you'd ask for my geopolitical opinion, I had given that geopolitical position prior to the election that if Donald Trump gets in, you'll see the Europeans are going to do that. And of course, they've already started to do that. And we'll see more of that later. Now, other geopolitical things, for example, is China in Taiwan and Donald Trump. And this is pretty interesting. On the one hand, if I was president-elect, and I'm not, running, of course, but if I had was president-elect Trump, I personally, yes, I would have talked to the head of Taiwan. Why not? U.S. ally, they've always been a U.S. ally, and I would have done it. But in Donald Trump's particular role, I think he did that, amongst other things, send out two different messages. One, the United States does not intend to kowtow to communist China all the time. And two, I think he wants to use this as negotiation leverage. You know, come out in favor of Taiwan.
Oh, I agree.
And then,
totally agree.
Yeah, so I think that was true. I think that was actually very shrewd on his part.
Oh yeah, he knows how to negotiate a deal.
But getting back to the prophetic side. Getting back to the prophetic side, Donald Trump says he's going to tear up or not sign something called TPP, which is a Trans-Pacific Partnership. And I do not doubt that there are flaws with TPP, okay? But Donald Trump says he's going to get rid of it. Now, there are potential prophetic ramifications of that. One of the purposes of TPP was to have an agreement. Basically, it was kind of strange who was in it. Like, I think Peru was in it, New Zealand was in it, Southeast Asian countries are in it.
Everybody except China.
It seemed like, China wasn't in it, and I don't think Canada was in it. And not everybody in South America was in it, but there was at least Peru, I think, was in it. And it was intended for non-Chinese people to get together so they wouldn't have to deal with China. By trashing that deal, it's possible that that may drive some people more toward China. On the other hand, when Donald Trump comes in, he negotiates a deal he perceives to be better for the United States, and you get the other countries who are in TPP to sign off of it, then perhaps there won't be the same prophetic ramifications. My concern is that by trashing TPP, and again, I don't know all of Donald Trump's plans. I'm not obviously part of his inner circle along those lines. I mean, I keep up with the news about it, et cetera. But I'm concerned that this may get some in Southeast Asia to think that maybe they need to get a little closer to China. But we'll see how that goes. And we know ultimately the Bible warns in the Book of Revelation that the kings of the east or the kings of the sunrise are going to get together. Prior to the time of the Battle of Armageddon, which I think we have.
I'll give it a little slightly different spin. I think that Donald Trump's going to make a deal with China and these other nations, but it'll be like a poison pill where it tastes real sugary. When it goes down, it's going to go, uh-oh. And the Chinese will know that they have had the screws put to them. And that's going to make them very angry that they're now, for example, right now they can manipulate the currency, they can dump product, they can actually make deal with other countries. They won't be able to do these unilateral deals, which they've been wheeling and dealing, playing both sides. They play the side of, we want to be your best friend. We want to buy your theaters in America. We want to sell you popcorn. And then, by the way, we want to make a trade corridor where you can't come down to the South China Sea area. And we're trying to put these islands up. Now, they're making a deal with the president of the Philippines to develop the oil there.
Right.
But it's more than that. They want to actually have a trade corridor, and they are going to start,
Rick,
we call it, grabbing territory.
Yeah, I agree. I'm sure that's what they want to do.
And so the Chinese are getting what they call predatory. And their predatory business practices are, they literally want to buy up. If you actually talk to the realtors that are selling land and our access to land, we call long-term leases, to grow food in countries around the world, including buying property and land in America for growing food, China is way ahead of everybody else. They have an extremely predatory thing. They'll come in, they'll build railways, like in Africa, hospitals, doing all kinds of things. So the Chinese are spreading out, and they're using their manipulated currency and their bloated economy that's based on deals made by transnational corporations to produce goods. And they have high tariffs on our goods coming into China, but we don't have tariffs on theirs coming back. So that's basically the crony capitalism of America. My guess is that Trump's going to reverse that dramatically, and the Chinese are going to freak. And they may not freak right away, because initially they're going to probably realize this is the only deal they're going to get, because they didn't like TPP, which is why they didn't bring up the ladder to his Air Force One plane a month or so ago when Obama arrived there with the Asia summit. It's my feeling that Trump is going to make a deal, and he's basically going to make sure that America's first. And the Chinese are going to be hogtied, and they're not going to be happy about it. And
it may be
good for these smaller nations, too, because I don't think they're just going to have a unilateral plan, and I don't think you're going to have just like a trade court where it'll get rid of the ability of Obama's proxies to manipulate. But I think there's going to be some kinds of trade agreement. It won't be necessarily the full Trans-Pacific Partnership thing where it hands it over to a trade court. But whatever deal is going to happen between us and China, they're going to they're going to be put in their place, let's put it that way. And they're not going to like it.
Well, as Donald Trump has indicated, the United States has more power, negotiating power, in some of these deals than we've seen in the past. We have deals in the past, for example. Let's talk about NAFTA for just a moment.
Right.
Now, you and I both are involved with nutritional supplements, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll ask this question on the air. I have no idea what your answer is going to be. Do you sell to retailers or people who resell your product in Canada?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Let me comment for a second. We're supposed to have NAFTA.
Right.
Which supposedly means we have free trade between the United States and Canada.
Right.
Our company was selling a nice amount of product over in Canada. And then we finally got stopped because even though Canadians, they can make nutritional supplements and send them to the United States and they can be for sale here, for an American company to do this, you have to jump through a couple years' worth of paperwork for Health Canada to finally approve it. We sent something 2 years ago, by the way, to Health Canada. Maybe it was 3 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
We still haven't heard from them, okay?
Yeah, they have some very predatory rules there. Same as Australia is very like, much like that, too.
And so is China.
Right.
Because
China's
tariffs
really aggressive.
Are one part of it.
China is ridiculous, actually.
Yeah, so we've got a situation where I do believe the U.S. does have significant leverage in terms of its negotiation. In terms of on trade matters. We'll see what this ends up with. Ultimately, we'll see a trading combine rise up somewhere else, and I hear your bumper music hasn't began.
Yeah. Well, my guess is Trump is going to make deals unilaterally with each of these nations, including China and Europe, that's going to put them in their place, and they're not going to like their place.
Most likely correct.
That includes Canada, China, and these other nations that want to put the screws to America. It ain't going to happen anymore. Game over.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The geopolitical facts, which are openly available, and then converge that with the Bible, and it gives us a kind of a signpost to kind of maybe not get a full analysis, but much farther than the public will get.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I mentioned in the first segment, historically, Christians believed that there would be a 6,000 years before the Great Tribulation. Followed by then Jesus would return after the Great Tribulation and set up the Millennial Kingdom. And I go back to that because the time frame, a lot of things that that Donald Trump is standing for are consistent with things that line up with biblical prophecy in ways people didn't think. For example, we mentioned a little bit about Europe. Let's go back to Europe for just a moment, and then because I also want to talk about the Arab and Islamic world, and maybe the next segment after this one we'll see. But getting back to Europe, this election, I've never, ever seen prominent European leaders stand up and say somebody who was running for president of the United States was horrible. Okay, I mean, but this time we've heard Donald Trump be called the blonde lunatic, that when the U.S. voted for him, the U.S. lost control of the West, blah, 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 blah. Now, I hope none of your listeners will be offended with what I'm going to say.
But by the way, these are by globalist European leaders that are part of the cabal of satanic globalism.
Well, they have a globalist agenda consistent with Satan's plan. And so, anyway, what's going on is that we've got... There's a term called useful idiot. Now, I want to make it clear, I don't consider that Donald Trump is an idiot. Okay,
oh, no.
But there's an expression called a useful idiot.
Right.
And some European leaders, before the election, were trashing Trump really, really strong. And again, there was one news item that said that some of them wanted Trump to get in to use this as a lightning post, or he'd be the useful idiot, if you will, for them to say, see, we can't rely on the United States. The United States does not share our values. The United States doesn't want to go our way. Because there are people, globalists as you call them, they're not necessarily just globalists. Maybe they believe in Europe first. Okay, some version of that, who want a unified European power.
They want a United States of Europe that'll be
absolutely.
The big powerhouse of the world, because the total population in the United Europe, if you just take the current nations, not even including Turkey, which isn't a full member, is 385 million. And with the advanced technology that's in Europe, and Germany and Italy and so on, they would be the prescient power on Earth. They would supersede the United States and Russia individually. And because the real population is involved with high technology, and China is only about 300 million, the Europeans would become the prescient leading power on Earth in the next, say, decade or two.
And that is actually the objective. It has been the objective of many European leaders for a while, but they needed the timing. You know, was it Rahm Emanuel or one of the Clintons that said never, don't let a crisis go to waste?
Right.
And with the election of Donald Trump, they've acted like this was a crisis. They had emergency meetings, and they also, I'll throw one other thing in that you alluded to before. And that is, biblical prophecy doesn't show that the British are going to be part of this European power. And the Brexit vote happened June 23rd of this year, and when you read, the more and more you read, you find out it was the British that were against having a European military form. And it was British Prime Minister David Cameron, by the way, who openly campaigned against Jean-Claude Juncker to be the European Commission president. And by the way, for your listeners, he is the president.
Right.
And he has been the one who's been at the forefront of proclaiming that there needs to be a European army.
Right.
And as soon as Trump got in, they had meetings and they have agreed to do it. Now, it's funny, they don't call it a European army yet. They built a headquarters. They agreed to build a headquarters and spend more money. And I can hear the bumper music going on again.
The bumper's
and we can talk about that and the rise of the King of the South on the next segment, maybe.
When we get into that, it's important to understand the groundwork is being laid, as we say.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is
couple things I see with Trump. I don't see him, of course, as, like some people have said, he's the Antichrist and all this foolishness. I see him as laying groundwork, though, for three things. Firstly, the reemergence of America as the real single unipolar superpower of Earth. Now, I already know that if they completed their U.S. space shield against nuclear missiles in the two terms, if let's say he has two terms, we will be completely impervious to any missile attacks from anyone. Number two, 90% of all dollars on all fungible money on the planet is in U.S. Fed Reserve notes now. So any currency trying to inflate their currency like the euro dollar or the Chinese currency will blow themselves up. So the BRICS nations only accumulate 10% of the world economy. So ultimately, the one who's going to dictate the terms is going to be Donald Trump. So it's my guess that Donald Trump's going to rearrange things to make America prosper at the expense of a number of other nations, that our military is going to get fancy new shiny equipment at much better costs, and you're going to see the reemergence of a superpower where the rise of the American superpower and the rise of Trump also means the rise of superstate Europe, which is prophetic. The rise of a much more tamed or tamed down China that's frustrated because the communist Chinese are really feeling their oats now. They feel like they've got the power within the economy to create a giant military and start getting predatory. Russia wants to reemerge at the very least to have a czaristic 19th century version of Russia where population areas in Poland and Ukraine and so on where there's 80 or 90% Russians, they want to take those territories back and they're doing it. The Russians are also deploying missile systems in Kaliningrad that are very predatory against Europe, and Europe's going to respond. And I happen to know that the high technology in Europe, combined with almost 400 million people, if they do become a super state, even without Britain, they will be the prescient superpower on Earth. They will transcend, at least on some levels, the economy, the culture, and trade, and tourism, America, China, and Russia. And that could take 10 or 20 years. It's going to be down the road. I think we have a period of grace, but I think Donald Trump is setting America up to be the unipolar, single superpower on Earth, although they talk about a multipolar world because China and Russia want their, they want to be, have their, quote, respect, but they're going to be tamed significantly by Trump and whoever follows Trump, and that's going to make them angry. And, of course, when the peace treaty is signed that brings final peace to the Middle East by some future leader, America is going to take a turn when these nations try to revolt, and they are going to revolt down the road, whether it's militarily or economically, and that's when the battles of Armageddon break out in the middle of that 7 years and everything, all hell breaks loose. So in a sense, the re-strengthening of America, the recalibration of America as a single unipolar superpower, the rise of the superstate Europe, these are all kind of tied to prophecy. And in a sense, if you didn't have a Donald Trump to rebuild America, it would fall apart. Like if we had another, you know, let's say Clinton presidency for 8 years, America is going to fall into economic decay and irrelevance. It's not going to happen because we're so important in the end times.
The United States certainly has an end time role. And again, as you indicated, we know that the Bible prophecy says that Europe is going to rise up.
Right.
We also know that. I'll paraphrase Daniel 2, verses 41 to 43. It basically says that iron and clay, they don't mix well together, but they'll stick together for a time anyway, even though it's a shaky arrangement.
Right.
So we know Europe is going to rise up, and we've already seen since the election of Donald Trump, and even while he was running, that people in Europe were stepping, vocally going up. You know, typically, Europeans consider that the United States people, Americans, are more, we're loudmouthed and we're more boastful and we take, you know, we're more extreme, if you will. But in this election, we saw European leaders who don't have a history of going out blasting a potential U.S. president publicly. They went out and did this. Again, I think that they want to use him as a lightning rod.
Well,
now their internal plans, they're willing to say publicly.
Well, the reason is the secret orders, which are primarily European, including the Federal Reserve System, which five out of the six banks out of the Netherlands are European, they see themselves as a role of the behind-the-scenes, the real superpower, not America, the financial superpower, which is in the city of London, and the geopolitical superpower coming out of the Second World War. And they really disrespect Donald Trump because he's going to basically break up their globalist plans, which are based on a superstate Europe, which they tried to do with the European Union, but they screwed up because there's no representative government. And the economy, like of Italy, hasn't grown in 10 years. So if they're so darn successful, they should be growing, but they're not.
Well, what they are doing, though, is, and you alluded to this in an earlier segment, there's a lot of engineers in Europe, and they are working on a variety of high-tech projects and whatever. You know, we know the Bible says that the end-time Babylonian power, which will be a European power, is going to be a trading power.
Right.
Okay? I suspect that some of the projects they're working on, I know there's a helium project that the Germans are working on, and you've got the Large Hadron Collider in France and Switzerland.
Do you want me to give you a list of the top two or three that I know about? Some of them is classified. The Hadron
Collider, just a couple.
I won't overwhelm you with them, but the first one, the Hadron Collider is to open up what's called intergalactic space travel by opening up wormholes. It's also to create tokamak fusion reactors. We already have them in Tier 1 science with our things, but they want large tokamak reactors. So if you had, say, 10 reactors across Europe and Asia, you could probably supply all the power needs you have to. That's coming. The Chinese have already declared 4 years ago they're going to mine helium-3 from the moon because they have enough classified information by hacking into us that they know that we use helium-3 in our tokamak fusion reactors, which either in our space vehicles or other underground sites. They're using moon dust, which is helium-3 ions, to actually create the plasma for our tokamak fusion reactors. So that's one. Number two, most of the genetic engineering research that's going on in the world, including the CRISPR protocol, which originated in Britain and in Europe, most of the work on transgenics and creating new species is European. That's the second area. And the third area is informatics. The Europeans are very advanced in terms of taking computing technology to the next step. Now, we have what's called a gallium arsenide chip from Seymour Cray at Cray Computing. And when he discovered the chip, 11 months later, they killed him at a highway very near Air Force Academy. I know all the details of it. We won't get into it today. The fact is, if you just take these three areas, genetic engineering, limitless energy, and computing power, and, of course, people don't understand the European Space Agency is already tied to our missile defense system for...
with Galileo.
The Galileo system. So, you know, it talks about the Bible, the young lions, which includes the United States and Europe as the two pillars, like Jeshin Boaz before the temple of the of Israel. And I believe, in a sense, it's almost like an archetype of the same thing. The rise of superstate Europe tied to a superstate America is an end-time prophecy, and the two will be lockstep. I mean, one way or the other, whether we like it or not, we're, in a sense, Siamese twins of the end times. And I think that the rise of Trump and the rise of the superstate Europe, whether they like it or not, with the loss of Renzi, their economic chaos is going to force them into a different type of alliance, like a true federalized superstate, where they do have representative government, and they fix some of the things they did when they had all these bureaucrats running everything. So the Europeans can stomach it. But it means they will have a unified economy, a unified space program, a unified air force, and the Europeans don't have the same... How can I say this? They don't have the same pork barrel and garbage that we have here in America for building aircraft and so on. So if you look at the French jets and the German technology and artillery and so on, they're pretty darn formidable. And if they decide to put their shoulder to creating a whole new military, they will outstrip everybody because the Chinese do $200 billion of industrial espionage to America every year and $30 billion to Canada. So they have very little capacity to create new technology because it's against their culture. They're afraid to, even on their own benches, and the engineers in China. The Europeans aren't, and they don't have pork barreling, so they're going to produce a jet at, say, $30 million instead of $200 million, and they're going to build technology that will outstrip everybody. It's my guess in the next, say, 20 years, Europe will be this prescient superpower on Earth, and they'll be tied to America, which will be, in a sense, behind the scenes, then another kind of matching superpower. Russia and China will slink into be controlled obscurity, let's put it that way. They'll be controlled financially and militarily, but they're eventually going to break free because they're going to be very angry with what's going on.
But the Bible says that eventually they will break free.
Yeah, that's why even Mao Zedong said he can raise an army of 200,000. In his Red Book, he quotes Revelation 9. So that's Mao Zedong of the Communist Chinese. So people need to understand. And then if you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, it says, "I am against you, O Gog," which is a name for a Hebrew man like Bob. chief prince of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh. These are the grandsons of Noah. They're the cities of Moscow and Tobolsk. So it clearly labels in Hebrew, which is part of a song called the Vilna Gaon, that the pilots, when they get their wings in Israel up on Masada, they sing this song before they get their wings. So they know darn well that some end-time prophecy that Russia and their Islamic allies will come down like a fire against Israel, and Israel is getting ready.
Well, getting back to the United States and Europe, as you know, I believe that Daniel 11:39 was talking about a European leader who's going to end up with a massive military power and defeat the strongest fortresses. People will think it's not possible. You read in Revelation 13, it says, "Who's like the beast who's able to make war with him?" And while the Bible talks about a king of the north, which is a European power, the kings of the east, led by a power from the north, so that would be Russia and, you know, the Asians, and we have a king of the south, which perhaps we might get to this today. we'll talk about it another time.
Who's the king of the south?
Representing essentially the Arab Islamic power.
Right.
There is no end-time king of the West, and Americans should consider that, because we're seeing a time when Europe will rise up, and they are starting to rise up, and they are using as an excuse Donald Trump. But he, again, by pointing out that they don't spend on their military like they agreed to.
Right.
And he's threatened them when they're looking at Russia on the other side. It's like,
Russia's
planes are coming by us, and Trump the U.S. might not defend us, so maybe we do need to go and get serious about this, because they never thought. I don't think many of these European countries ever thought that anybody would care that they didn't keep their agreement. And Donald Trump called them out on it last March, and I think he called them out before.
My response is quite different, as you pointed out. That when you're putting these missile systems, many different missile systems in Kaliningrad on the Baltic Sea, what you have is a situation now where Russia can strike pretty well anywhere inside Europe. And that's going to be met with a response, military, space response, Air Force response, naval response by Europe. And you retool a new superpower from scratch, and you're going to have a whole different ball of wax here. And it could take time, a decade or two. But it's my feeling that the things that Donald's doing is he's building up the young lions on the Atlantic side of America, and he's building up Europe, and the combination of a United States of Europe and a United States of North America and by the way, we're going to spread, and I know this from actually being in the underground facility in July 10th, 1994, our missile defense system to our allies, which includes Europe, which we share the Galileo missile defense system in space. So Europe will be completely covered by an impervious system that can prevent any missile from striking with a nuclear, biological, or chemical weapon. And I know there's three layers. It's THAAD, or theater defense missile to hit a missile, plasma interferometry, where they put nanoparticles in the upper troposphere at 80,000 feet to 73,000 to scramble the missile guidance systems, and three, a Tesla-activated plasma death ray weapon that can vaporize a missile anywhere near space. So that system, if properly funded, would you damn well know that Trump is going to do it along with the Europeans. America and Europe will be impervious to any attack, which means we will be the prescient combined superpower. And I see America, the United States of Europe, and America as almost like one superstate. It crosses the Atlantic Ocean, but it basically is going to be lockstep. And Trump will make deals with this combined superpower in the next two terms that will guarantee that Europe will prosper financially after its economic shock it's going to go through shortly. But Europe will become a federalized state. It won't be like a bureaucracy where a bunch of bureaucrats in Brussels decide everything. But people will not realize they're becoming a dictatorial superpower. And with all the new weapon systems they have and technology, no one can make war with them. And that includes America. America's not going to go away, by the way, because I consider Europe and America the Ephraimic nations. This is the two houses of Israel, Judah, which is the state of Israel, which is why we're tied to them, and Europe and America are the Ephraimic nations. In fact, if you look at Scandinavia, it means the land of Dan. So all the Scandinavians and Vikings, my wife's a JNC on her genetics 23andMe, she's a full-force Viking, okay? So all the tribes of Europe are all basically Ephraimic. They were cast off by the Medo-Persians, and they did a different thing similar to the Russians. They cast off the people thousands of miles away from their home and take away their books, like the Bible. They were ruled by Druids, which are basically apostate erotic priests mixed with paganism from the Mideast. So what we're dealing with now is an apostate combined Europe and America in a future date becoming a pressing superpower, and the other nations are not going to like it. And that's why I see war down the road. But it could be 20 years before they think they're capable of doing it.
I think they're capable of doing it against the United States. Talk about that.
Yeah, they aren't now. I mean, if they do it, they'll get fried so fast they won't know what hit them.
They're not now, but later.
No, down the road.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Summarize, I think you've done a really good analysis today, Dr. Bob, and what we're doing is we're converging geopolitical financial facts, which means America is going to prosper, But the effects of a prosperous and a properly run government here is going to have interesting and we call twisted effects in other places like Europe. The European is literally criticizing him. You're using it as an excuse to create superstate Europe. The deals that are going to force China and Russia into different positions in terms of different issues is going to eventually cause not only the frustration of Europe and China, but it'll also pin them and their massively bloated economies in China and Russia. There'll be some positive effects and negative effects. I'm sure there'll be some good things, too. But ultimately, ultimately it's going to mean that the European superstate combined with America will run the world. And everybody else is going to literally not be happy with that, what we call bipolar Europe and European superstate America, world running everything, and Russia and China are basically, you know, left out in the dark. I mean, they are going to. I mean, whether people of the BRICS nations think they're going to succeed, they're fools. They're not.
Well, the Bible shows that those powers will still exist. Europe is going
to still exist, all right, but they'll try to do some. It says that 85% of the invaders from Russia and the northern Islamic states will die in the hills of Israel. That's an actual numerical number in the Bible, which means when they try to attack, and people don't understand, Israel is extremely innovative. They take our technology and advance it even further. And I know some of the technology. I won't waste time now because we have a short segment. But believe me, anybody trying to attack Israel is going to see the end of their life. And that includes even big nations like Russia and China. You attack Israel, you die.
Well, let me try to summarize what I was trying to, my major points, which were 6,000 years is almost over.
Right.
Therefore, because the United States is so influential, things that Donald Trump has said, will say, and will do are going to impact end time prophecy.
Right.
Europeans are using Donald Trump as an excuse to rearm.
Right.
I believe they will ultimately destroy the United States. The Great Tribulation will begin, and then eventually they're going to turn on the Arabs, and we're going to have all kinds of conflict coming up. Time is relatively short, but we still, I don't believe that the Great Tribulation will begin before, sometime after the end of a first Trump president.
Yeah, I don't think Europe will destroy America. I think Europe and America will be like the two young
lions. You and I will disagree on that point.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, what we're really going to be dealing with is an extremely rearmed China and Russia. And by the way, proliferation of nuclear weapons in North Korea. And North Korea is probably being reserved as a trigger for these wars. What's going to happen is the things that are going to happen that are going to be positive that Trump's going to lay in place will actually lay the groundwork for the tribulation down the road. My guess is it's 10 to 20 years away. These other nations wouldn't dare try to take on America right now for probably a decade or more.
It will when they think the time is right.
Exactly. Yeah, most definitely. Amazing, we came to agreement. Thank you, Dr. Bob. We need to get you back on soon. Again, hopefully have you on before Christmas. If not, we'll have you on between Christmas, New Year's, or thereafter. Thank you, thank you. And tomorrow we have Leo Lanzagami from Rome on. We'll get his opinion on Renzi and the no vote, much more. Coming up this Friday, Matthew Deagle will be back, my son, with an analysis of what he sees going on as well. Thank you, Dr. Bob Thiel.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.